Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I am going to be doing a lot of different things, talking about the NCAA, the 15th seed, made it all the way to the Sweet 16. Loyola Chicago defeated a number one seed. We're going to be talking about the NHL standings, who is in the lead right now. NBA, we're going to be talking about the standings, where each team is looking right now, and the trade deadline, and LeBron James is injury, what that's going to impact the Lakers, and some NFL free agents that I have not spoken about yet since my last podcast on it. So we're going to be talking about all that coming up on Finn Sports Spin. Make sure to stay tuned and check out finsportsspin.com, the NFL free agency tracker, if you need to get caught up to date on everything. We will be right back. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finneberg. And let's get started. March Madness has been interesting, everybody. Very, very interesting. We have seen a ton of upsets. I'm going to go through each region and talk about it. We're going to start up in the Western region where Gonzaga took on Norfolk State, winning 98-55. A big win for Gonzaga. Great game for Jalen Suggs. Next, they're going to be playing the winner of Oklahoma versus Missouri. And Oklahoma got the best out of that 72-68 win against the Tigers. Oklahoma shooting 41% from the field and 46% from threes. Not taking a ton compared to Missouri. That's one thing you're going to watch out for. Oklahoma takes on Gonzaga today in a big matchup. Then Creighton took on UCSB or UC Santa Barbara. This game came down to the wire. Creighton not looking too good. They won 63-62, but I have some worries for Creighton, especially with this loss or with this really close game. I just don't feel very confident. Only their starting lineup played in that game. Marcus Zajorowski, the number 11, the guard for Creighton, had 17 points in this game against UC Santa Barbara. The top scorer for UC Santa Barbara had 13 points. It was two. M. Norris and McLennan both had 13 points on the game. Then the winner, they play Ohio or Virginia, and Ohio, Jason Preston, he is a player to watch out for in this tournament. This guy played outstanding for this team. He had 11 points, one three-pointer, and 13 rebounds on the game. Crazy good player to watch out for. Virginia just couldn't get started. Huff, their best player, 9 points. Sam Hauser, 15 points. Murphy, 12 points, and Beekman, the rookie who hit that big three against Syracuse, had 6 points. Ohio takes on Creighton. USC played Duke. USC won 72-56. Big win for USC. The Mobley brothers having a great game. Drake beat Wichita State to get in 53-52 at the buzzer. Then next was Kansas versus Eastern Washington. The score I'm about to tell you, it's not a close one, but I got to tell you, Eastern Washington had a great game. They were leading for maybe over like 60% of the game. They were leading. Kansas here won 93-84. The Groves brother, the first one, Tanner Groves, had 35. The other one had 23 points on the game, just crushing. Kansas, and both had a combined of 9 3-pointers on the game. The best player was Ojibaji on Kansas. The number 30 had 21 points on the game, and Garrett 20 points on the game, and McCormack had 22 points on the game off the bench for Kansas. Next one was Oregon versus VCU. Oregon wins that game due to VCU having COVID. Very sad to see VCU lose that game or not even be able to play. Iowa took on Grand Canyon, and that was Luka Garza who took over the game. 24 points, on the game for Luka Garza hitting 4 threes. Then Wysmack had 16 points on the game. Grand Canyon just could not win the game. So today, the four games are on: Oklahoma versus Gonzaga, Creighton, Ohio, USC, Kansas, and Oregon, Iowa. Then on the South region, which already played, Baylor took on Hartford, winning 79-55. I'm not even going to tell you the points for that game because you could already tell Baylor had a ton of points. Wisconsin won 85-62 against North Carolina. Then Baylor and Wisconsin played yesterday, Baylor winning 76-63 on Baylor. Their leading scorers were Mayer on the bench, coming off the bench, the forward, I believe he is. Then Mitchell and Jared Butler, both having 16 points, having a great game. The leader in scoring was Trice for Wisconsin. Baylor heads to the Sweet 16. Then we got Villanova taking on Winthrop. Villanova wins that game 73-63. A lot of brackets busted off of that. Villanova, great game. Then Villanova played the winner of Purdue in North Texas. North Texas got a win there, upsets, breaking some brackets, 78-69. Villanova then took on North Texas, 81-61. Villanova plays Baylor today, or I believe it's the 27th. Against Baylor, 1-5 seed in the Sweet 16. Then we go to the second half of the bracket. Texas Tech took on Utah State. Texas Tech winning 65-53. Arkansas beat Colgate 85-68. Then Arkansas took on Texas Tech yesterday. Arkansas got a victory there, 68-66. The leading scorers for Arkansas was Smith and also Mobley and Davis. Moses Mobley, a prospect, a draft prospect, both having a combined 30 points, 15 for each. On Texas Tech, it was Terrence Shannon who had the most points with 20 points, the shooting guard. Then it went to Florida versus Virginia Tech. I gotta tell you, I'm a Virginia Tech fan, and this was sad to see. It was a couple seconds left in the game. Allen took it all the way off of two missed free throws from Florida. Took it all the way, tied the game with a clutch three-pointer, went into overtime. Florida won the game 75-70. Allen, who got the last three-pointer to put him into overtime, finished with 28 points. Trey Mann hit a clutch fadeaway three-pointer to win the game 75-70. Oral Roberts defeated Ohio State. This is going to be a big story. Oral Roberts won 75-72. Ohio State, they had a wide-open three and missed it. Then Oral Roberts took on Florida. Oral Roberts with another upset in this tournament, 81-78, second 15 seed to make it to the Sweet 16. We'll take on Arkansas on the 27th, I believe, is when that game is going to take place. Now let's go over to the other regions. We got in the Eastern, Michigan taking on Texas Southern. Michigan 62-66 over Texas Southern. Michigan plays LSU, who won 76-61 against St. Bonaventure. That game is today if you would like to watch it. Colorado takes on Georgetown, 96-73 was the final score. Colorado took a big victory in that one. It was off the bench. Their leader off the bench was who really led it all. Let me see if I can get to the stats real quick. I clicked the wrong game to show you the player stats, but off the bench for Colorado, it was Walker who had 24 points on the game, shooting a ton of threes, five straight threes. He was 5-for-5 in the first half. Then Wright off on the starting lineup had 12 points, and Schwartz had 18 points on the starting bench. Georgetown's leading scorer was Wahab, the guard. So that was Georgetown versus Colorado. Florida State beat UNC Greensboro by 10-64-54. Colorado takes on Florida State today. UCLA upsets BYU 73-62. For the first four games, UCLA beat Michigan State by 6, 86-80. Norfolk State beat Appalachian 44-53 to play Gonzaga. Obviously, that didn't go well. And then Michigan played Texas Southern, who beat Mount St. Mary 60-52, obviously. All those games went bad right after the first four, besides UCLA, who got the win over BYU 73-62. Another big upset that broke brackets. Abilene Christian beat Texas 53-52 right at the buzzer. Abilene Christian takes on UCLA today. Maryland defeated UConn 63-54. Maryland will play Alabama, who beat Iona 68-55 as your final score. Our last region to do is the Midwest region. Illinois played Drexel, winning 78-49. Then Loyola Chicago took on Georgia Tech 71-60. Loyola Chicago took on Illinois, winning 71-58. Loyola Chicago's back to the Sweet 16. Sister Jean happy about that. Loyola Chicago's good luck charm. Oregon State took on Tennessee. Oregon State got the upset 70-56. Then they played Oklahoma State, who beat Liberty in the first round 69-60. Then beat Oklahoma State 80-70. So Oregon State takes on Loyola Chicago on the 27th, I believe is the date of that. San Diego State took on Syracuse. Syracuse won that 78-62, played West Virginia, who beat Morehead State in the first round 84-67. Then Buddy Bohemian, just a crazy good player, helped Syracuse defeat the Mountaineers, defeating them 75-72. Bohemian, 25 points on the game. Bayheim was the one. Then for West Virginia, their lead, Matthews, also there was McBride, who had a really good game too, who really helped this team. Then we got Clemson versus Rutgers. Rutgers won 60-58, taking on Houston, who in the first round beat Cleveland State 87-56. Houston defeated Rutgers 63-60 in the second round. Now we'll take on Syracuse on the 27th, Houston-Syracuse. So a lot of great games going on. Today we got eight more games, the first one being Oregon versus Iowa. This game will be an interesting one. Luka Garza versus the team that hasn't even played their first game yet, which is Oregon. So make sure to watch out for that. So this was the March Madness part. When we come back, I will be looking at the NHL standings, NBA, the NBA trade line deadline, and LeBron James. Also, some free agents to watch out for that signed. I will be right back. We're going to start off with NHL, starting in the Central Division. This one, Tampa Bay leads a really good team, 23-6-2 right now, 48 points starting off. Tampa Bay, great team right now. Got a good win the other night against Florida. This team won 5-3. This team is just crazy good. Tampa Bay, just amazing. This is just an amazing team to watch. They play very, very strong, very good team. So this team right now leads their division with 48 points. Steven Stamkos, their leader right now. Tampa Bay leading the division with 48 points. Next, they got Florida, who has 44 points. The loss did not help at all. Then also number three in that division is with 43 points is Carolina Hurricanes. They've been okay this season. Columbus Blue Jackets 33. Just the rest of the division isn't doing so well. Nashville 29 points. Dallas at the bottom 28, and Detroit at 24 at the bottom of that division. Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin passed Phil Esposito for the sixth most points for our for goals in the NHL ever. Washington, 44 points right now, tied with the New York Islanders with 44 points, too. Pittsburgh has 40, Boston 36. This whole division is good. Buffalo, New Jersey, and New York all at the bottom half of this. Buffalo right now only has 16 wins. Vegas, this expansion team has just gone crazy. I got to be honest, this team is crazy good. Vegas, 43 points right now. Colorado, 40. I think Colorado could actually win this all. Grubauer, their goalie, has been playing great. Minnesota, 37 points. Bottom half is Anaheim, San Jose, and Arizona. Then in the North Division, Toronto leads it right now. Toronto leads it with 42 right now, tied with Edmonton with 42. Winnipeg, Montreal, just 1 point away. Winnipeg has 38 points right now, and Montreal, 37. Ottawa, Calgary, and Vancouver all at the bottom half. Ottawa, 23, Calgary, 33, and 35 points right now. That is right now the lead. That is the scores right now. That is the standings right now for each division. Goals right now for players. Connor McDavid leads the NHL with 21 goals, followed by Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs with 21. Actually, they're both tied. Then another Oilers player, Leon Draisaitl, the center, he has 18 points, tied with Tyler Toffoli, the center of the Montreal Canadiens. Right now, defenseman with the most goals is Jeff Petrie, 11 points. The skaters were the first guys. And then rookies right now is with the most goals is Kirill Kubetsov, the left wing for the Minnesota Wild right now with 10 points. He is leading right now, 2 points from the next person up. And right now, the best save percentage in the NHL is right now Jack Campbell, the goalie for the Maple Leafs with a .965 save percentage right now in the most shootouts, is leaded by Philip Grubauer of the Avalanche, the Colorado Avalanche, like I have been talking about. I was saying that he is a great player and showing right now. And right now, the assist leaders for skaters, Connor McDavid, 39. Defenseman, the assist is Victor Hedman. Rookies right now is Sam Kerr, Kovetsov with 15. So that is right now your leaders in the stats categories. So that was the NHL. Now we're going to the NBA, the standings. Jazz have gotten a couple of losses lately, and LeBron James is hurt. Let's talk about the standings real quick. The Sixers still leading the East with 30-13. Just right behind them is the Nets at 29-14. Milwaukee in third place, 27-14. The Hawks been climbing up, 22-20. The Knicks and Charlottes are still in the hunt, 21-22 and 20-21, both teams. And the last team right now, the worst team, 20-30, is the Detroit Pistons. Then in the Western Conference, Utah Jazz in the lead, 30-11. They have a two-win separation from the Suns, who are 28-13, picking up a win last night. Lakers at number 3, 28-15. Clippers, 27-16. Nuggets and Trailblazers both tied with 25-17 as their wins. And right on the bubble, Golden State and Mavericks and Spurs. All three have 22 wins, but Warriors have 21 losses. Mavericks have 19 losses, and Spurs have 17. Worst two teams are the Rockets and Timberwolves. Timberwolves have 10 wins and 32 losses. Rockets have 11 wins and 30 losses. Now, I was telling you about LeBron James. He has an injury, and that's going to be very critical, in my opinion. Very critical for the Lakers. I think the Lakers here, LeBron James, AD, both hurt. That's not a really good matchup. That's not really – That's not nice. That's awful for the Lakers. They're their two main players. Dennis Schroeder is going to have to pick it up. Right now, the team's next few games are the Pelicans. Oh, my. The Sixers. The Cavaliers can really beat them. And then you got the Magic. And then the Bucks as your next five games. That's not very good. You got Kyle Kuzma right now. They're going to have to really pick it up because he's going to be where LeBron James is, most likely. Honestly, that's where he's going to be. He's going to be the one who replaces. He's going to be the one that replaces. What's his name? LeBron James. Then Montrezl Harrell's also going to have to replace. He's been replacing Anthony Davis, but he's going to have to do a lot better job. Dennis Schroeder, Marc Gasol, everyone's going to have to pick it up. I bet you Talen Horton Tucker, he's gonna pick it up. I bet you Talen Horton Tucker is going to be great off of this. I have no doubt about it. So Lakers, they got a tough schedule without Anthony Davis and the star LeBron James. Some other free agent signings in the NFL. We're going to go over to the NFL. Kenny Golladay signed a 4-year, $72 million contract with the New York Giants. That is some big news coming out yesterday. Another big player for the Giants. Another one, Philip Lindsay, has officially signed with the Houston Texans on a 1-year, $3.2 million contract. And then Will Fuller also signs a 1-year, $10 million contract with the Dolphins. And then their last one, Curtis Samuel, another big name, signs with the Washington football team on a 3-year, $32 million contract with Washington. All the Panthers seem like they're going to Washington. But this is it for today. We got March Madness, NHL, NBA and NFL all for you. NBA trade deadline is coming up. I might do a podcast on who you should expect to get traded. Also, Aaron Gordon has already said he wants out of Orlando. We'll see if that happens, and we'll see what the Rockets do to try to come off this 20-game losing streak, which is a franchise record. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to share this podcast. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.